Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled, The Need for Discernment. This is part two of two.
Before we get in, I just want to introduce this. I want you to listen to this. It's called The Sin of Sodom. It's like 3 minutes or so. This was put out by Focus on the Family. And I want you to discern. And I want to warn you, it'll all sound good, but there's something missing.
What is it? The sin of Sodom? It's not a question we ask very often. It's a fact that we parade around and will not soften. We decry the state our country is in, but too often fail to look within. We're blind, you see. We're blind, you and me, to the cause of the symptoms we bemoan every day because we know the implications might lead others to say, hypocrites, one and all, that Christian lot, stop listening, ignore them once and for all. What is the sin of Sodom? The one we don't talk about? It's high time we got to the bottom of this lie that has had too much time to persist in our hearts and in our minds. Many complain, not just a few. I know it's been me, and maybe it's been you. But the sin is inside, hidden in plain view. You see, the sin of Sodom, the one we refuse to see, is not just inside them, it's inside you. It's inside me. Pride, excess food, prosperous ease. Does that sound like you? Does that sound like me? One more sin, the Lord adds, did Sodom commit as it broke bad. They did not aid the poor and the needy. You see, they were all too rich, comfortable, and greedy. We, the church, his bride, have lost our luster, lost our shine, neither cold and refreshing nor hot and therapeutic. We sit on our hands, always talking, rarely listening, fattened by greed, blinded by ease, ignoring the need. We say we love others and God, but we lack indeed. The world is changed by action, not opinion, and revival isn't started with more legislation. It begins with us. It begins inside. When we let Jesus do his work, we will begin to realize that the life of the world is why he came. Down to the earth with the power to seek and to save a lost and hurting world made up of me, made up of you. What does the Lord require of us, O man? What is good for this land? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. When we become doers of his word, not just hearers, not just fans, we can unite with one purpose and realize God's healing in our land. Loving orphans and widows is not a suggestion. It's a mandate of love that compels us to action. So let's take off our blinders and open up our hearts. God so loved the world. So that's where we should start. Lord, let grace and truth guide our hands, guide our feet, and not just be talking points that look or sound neat. Help us humble ourselves so that you are exalted. For the life of the world, let us all be united. One voice, one purpose, yours alone, God, let us desire. Fan into flame, Lord, a heart on fire. For your passion, for your glory, let our lives be poured out in pursuit of your story. Till every tear has been wiped dry and every tongue has confessed, let our hearts be poured out in pursuit of your quest. For the life of the world, for the life of our hearts, Lord, we turn back to you and we answer you, yes.
Now, I'm going to start with just showing you an obvious problem with that video. But I want to tell you that it wasn't as much what was said, but what was not said. If you listen with discernment, what did he leave out?
Homosexuality.
He actually was paraphrasing. That's not wrong, but the topic was the sin of Sodom. What was wrong with what he said about that topic?
Well, we need to start with what verse they started using.
Well, that's another. Yeah, that's focus on the family junk, the King James Bible years ago, so that's why they're where they are now. But if you are familiar with the text, he used a version of Ezekiel 16. Now, you remember Genesis 3 and Matthew 4? As I said earlier, Satan quoted the scripture. But what did he do?
Out of context and not completely.
He left parts out and the context as well. That's exactly right. So what you have are, as Paul warned, Satan has his ministers who appear as ministers of righteousness.
Amen.
And they quote the Bible.
Amen.
They just quote the wrong one, and they quote it out of context, and they leave parts out. He referred to Ezekiel 16, 49, and 50, and that's why we made this little meme for people to share when needed on social media. It says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom," the sin of Sodom. "Pride," which is what they call their parades and everything. "Fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty," and that's where they stop. He did not quote the rest of the verse that says, "And committed abomination before me, therefore I took them away as I saw good." You go back to Genesis and the actual event of Sodom, it was sexual sin. That's why he destroyed Sodom. These other things were symptoms of the pride. And Romans 1, verses 18 through 32 also explain this. That there are symptoms that you can see as someone's leading their way or walking their way to destruction. But God never destroyed someone for fullness of bread.
Yeah.
God never destroyed people for being idle. That was the cry of the Pharaoh when he tried to destroy the Jews by killing all their male children. God never destroyed people for simply neglecting the poor and needy. He rebuked them. He convicted them. He chastened them, but he didn't destroy people for that. What did he destroy people for? They committed abomination before me. You just saw a video put out by one of the major evangelical ministries in this country, and they completely lied to everybody.
Amen. Amen.
And people eat that stuff up because they lack discernment.
It's a false gospel.
And I want to come back to that in a second. The key to discernment is, as Johnny and Charlie have mentioned, along with what I mentioned, they all have one common ingredient, and that is the discerning student listens for the sound of the missing note. You and I could probably listen to Beethoven being played down in the symphony on Ohio State University campus, and we would think, wow, that is so incredible. All these different instruments, and they all come together and they play. Then you got this guy over here who actually knows the music, and we're enjoying it, and we look over and he's like, So then afterward you say, "What's wrong?" He said, "The wind section. Did you hear that?" "No, I didn't." "What?" "They missed over and over. They missed notes. It was obvious. Why can't you? What's wrong with you?" See, because we're not like into it like that, then we're not as sensitive. We are not as discerning when we're listening to Beethoven.
We're novices.
We're novices. And listen, I listen to classical music all the time, but there's so much of it, and I've never played it, and people who play it know the music. Well, that's the way you and I ought to be about the Bible.
Yep.
You should be reading it every day of your life. All you have to do is go through three chapters a day, and you go through it once a year. If you've been saved for 20 years, all you had to do is go through it three chapters a day, and you've gone through the Bible 20 times. That's absolutely not the case with most Christians. And sadly, a lot of the churches, they never even encourage their people to do that. They throw you a devotional and say, yeah, read that. It's got like one or two verses a day. And if you keep reading their devotionals, it'd be the same verses every year.
Yep.
Most pro-Sodom teachers, you say, what?
Amen.
Most pro-Sodom teachers started by doing this exact same thing you saw in the video. They didn't come right out and endorse homosexuality, as it's called, gay marriage, as it's called. They started with what that video showed you, before eventually coming out of the closet in support of the whole gay rights, gay marriage, homosexual nonsense. Here's some examples. This guy's Tony Campolo. In the 80s, when I was growing up, the youth groups were handing out his books like popcorn.
He was a big deal.
And when you go to youth meetings, rallies, he was one of the main speakers.
Him and Paul Yonggi Cho.
He would get up and he would preach what you saw in that video.
Amen, that's right.
Fast forward to about 20 years from when I graduated, he comes out in support of gay marriage.
Yep.
His wife had supported it before then.
Wasn't she Catholic?
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, he started out by just preaching what you saw in the video. And there should have been warning flags. But people didn't have discernment. And so they bought it. This guy, Rob Bell. Rob Bell was back in the, you know, about the time Jenny and I got married. This guy was everywhere. Churches were showing his videos to youth groups. And it was just, he had videos. Called him, now it starts with an N. Can't remember what he called him now. Numa. I think it was what, N-U-M-A, I think it was what? Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll look that up.
I remember seeing him in Afghanistan showing one.
Yeah.
He's downgrading a street preacher.
Yes. Yeah, and that's one of the... Yeah.
I remember that.
Saying,
I was thinking back then and thinking it now when with good discernment.
Yeah.
I like to slap him in the face. That's the non-Christian part of me. Just want to slap him in the face at least.
He was the darling, really, of evangelicalism. And then he comes out with this book called Love Wins, a book about heaven and hell and the fate of every person who ever lived. And he basically says no one goes to hell. And now he is full-blown apostate. He's in cahoots with Oprah. And he's teaching this universalism and it's okay to be gay and gay marriage and all that. But if you go back and watch his videos, that's how he started. He preached exactly what you saw in that video. Here's another example. How many of you know the country singer Carrie Underwood? People all the time say, oh, she's a Christian. She's an apostate. And she has the same attitude about the Bible, and she publicly, openly embraces Sodom. And this is her pastor. And his name's Stan Mitchell. But he started out preaching exactly what you heard in the video. And then as time went on, he worked behind the scenes and packed people in that would support him. And then he finally came out, total favor of gay marriage, and they're even ordaining gays in the church now. And that's, Carrie Underwood puts out a song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Mm-hmm. Well, that Jesus is a false Jesus.
Amen.
The real Jesus does not embrace wickedness. Amen. Now, here's some denominations. Here's why we don't emphasize calling ourselves Baptists, because a growing number of Baptists are going to the pit. This is the Alliance of Baptists. There are other groups, Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, World Baptist Alliance, and others. They now advertise. They didn't start like this, but they now advertise welcoming progressive Christians home.
Yep.
The word progressive is like liberal.
They mean dead as in home, right?
Yes. Welcoming progressive Christians into the pit.
Amen.
Since 1987.
You don't want to go to hell alone.
Amen. How many of you heard of the United Church of Christ?
Yeah.
That they may all be one, no matter what they believe.
Sound like John Lindgren.
Yeah. Well, that's just ironic because these people get together and they actually sing John Lennon's song Imagine like it's a hymn.
Oh, John Lennon would be a Christian today.
Yeah, he could join right in.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to say something in a minute about these groups. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the Episcopal Church, and the Presbyterian Church USA. Number one, be careful. I didn't say every Lutheran or every Episcopalian or every Presbyterian is apostate. There are numerous denominations who are Lutheran, Presbyterian, etc. These are the particular brand or segments of those denominations. For example, in the Lutherans, the Missouri Synod and the Wisconsin Synod broke away from these people because they are so far gone.
Yep. Yep.
The Presbyterians, there's like the Orthodox Presbyterian and Presbyterian Church of America, I think is what D. James Kennedy belonged to. They're not a part of this. They broke away from this because they were discerning. They were seeing like that video you saw, and they said, wait a minute, we can see where you're going. We're out of here. So to their credit, but these specific denominations are ordaining sodomites, homosexuals, into the pulpit and performing gay marriages and the whole ball. Oh, nine. They all started. If you go back to when I was first saved in 1988, most of these were not doing that at all at this time. Not even little, you know, local congregation. Just in a matter of 20 some years, they've gone that far.
Has it been accelerated with them, like the Presbyterians being Calvinists? I think if God has saved them, then no matter what they do, they've already been preordained to save.
That's how right. The tie that binds here is every one of them rejecting the King James Bible, then going completely to the point where no Bible is of any authority, then becoming ecumenical and saying, oh, there's more ways to heaven than just through Jesus, and then they're gone. They all went through that same process. Now, these are in the process. The United Methodist Church, the Disciples of Christ, so-called, here's another one, American Baptist Churches USA, and the National Association of Congregational Christian Churches, the Congregational Churches. They're in the process. They're teaching what you saw in the video, and they're opening their doors and becoming more so-called diverse and inclusive. Yeah, Dave?
When I was 6 years old, we used to go to a United Methodist Church on Ferris Road. We left because my mom told me that what they were teaching wasn't right.
Yep.
And that was back when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, and a lot of these, especially on the local level, like there's King Avenue, they are gone.
There are
certain churches in the United Methodist who are already gone. But as a denomination, officially, they haven't gone yet, but they're in the process. And what I want you to understand is they're all teaching what Focus on the Family is now teaching in that video. Now, let's conclude by spending a few minutes practicing discernment. I want to just show you a little bit of the video. We're not going to take a long time, but I just want to show you what happens when you sit down and you turn on the video.
It's not a question we ask very often. It's a fact that we parade around and will not soften. We decry the state our country is in, but too often fail to look within. We're blind, you see. We're blind, you and me.
Got to stop there. That's basically what they tell Freemasons when they join the Masonic Lodge, is that they're blind and you need to go from darkness to light. Listen, if he's a Christian, he's not blind.
Amen. That's right.
We sing about it. I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. Amazing grace. See, now, discernment, when you hear this kind of stuff, it should kick in. And listen, I know, I'm just going to warn you, you'll start bugging people. People will start not liking you if you start doing this.
Amen. Good. Yep.
Just be warned. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose influence with people.
Amen.
It's the exact opposite of what Dale Carnegie preached. But if you're going to become discerning, people say, well, why do you always have to see the bad in everything? I'm not seeing the bad in everything, but when there's bad, I'm going to see it.
There you go.
If there's no bad, I'm not going to see it.
Amen.
So let's continue.
To the cause of the symptoms we bemoan every day, because we know the implications might lead others to say, hypocrites, one and all, that Christian lot, stop listening, ignore them, once and for all. What is the sin of Sodom? The one we don't talk about? It's high time we got to the bottom of this lie.
Okay, now that doesn't jump out at you until you watch the whole thing, and then you realize he's saying that when you preach that the sin of Sodom is the perversion, sexual perversion and abomination, he's saying that's a lie.
He's also saying that he cares about what people think about what...
You're right.
Yeah.
That's a great picture to pass it on, huh? Look.
What?
Oh, look at that smiling.
It's finger.
No, look at
them
smiling.
Oh, the smile. I'm lying to you.
Pointing at himself.
That has had too much time to persist in our hearts and in our minds. Many complain, not just a few. I know it's been me, and maybe it's been you. But the sin is inside, hidden in plain view.
Now, the sin of Sodom is not inside of me.
Amen, brother.
Exactly. That's right.
And I don't care what anybody says. I have to deal with sin. I have a sin nature, but that ain't it. Amen. Now, if it is, if you're a Christian and you do deal with that, then deal with it. But to just pretend that everybody is this sin of Sodom, it's because they're going to misdefine the sin of Sodom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jill?
You feel guilty by association, mm-hmm. so you're sympathetic to them.
Mm-hmm. Jill?
Never
use the word repent, just like somebody say never talk about Jesus.
God doesn't have standards.
He doesn't use the word. That's the dirty word of the day, by the way. You use the word repent, then most Bible professing Bible believing Christians are going to hang you.
That's right.
Because they don't want to hear that word. Yeah, Jim?
And if we're all guilty of the same thing, we can't judge each other. That's the other canard.
That's right. That ties into what Tom's saying there, is that we're all, so we can't judge. And see, that's another message that I'm going to reteach because it's been years ago. As a matter of fact, I taught that message on judging when we were still meeting at home. That's how long ago it was. So I need to redo that one. But Jesus didn't say not to judge. He said not to judge hypocritically. He said not to point a finger at somebody when you're living in sin. You're doing either the same thing or worse and pointing a finger at them. He wanted to say, first, take the mote out of your eye. Repent and stop doing it, then you can see to help your friend get the speck out of their eye. See? So Jesus didn't say not to judge. It's a process. Amen.
You see, the sin of Sodom, the one we refuse to see, is not just inside them. It's inside you. It's inside me.
That's a lie from hell. That... The idea that everybody is
a sodomite. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
Like Jim said, that way you can't judge anybody because we're all sodomites.
If you use an NIV that was partly translated by a sodomite woman,
yes.
who took everything that was about Sodom
yep.
and reworded so it was covered as sin of Sodom.
Virginia Mellencott was the woman he's talking about. There's also a man named Harold Wootstra. And Harold Wootstra was a homosexual who also worked on the NIV, and he died of AIDS that he contracted while working on the NIV, and he got it. They were working in New York City, and he was going to male bathhouses, and that's where he got AIDS. So he died from AIDS he contracted while working on the NIV. And that's why those versions are soft.
Five, excess food, prosperous eating.
Okay. Excess food, obviously that's not what the King James says. But, let him talk for a minute and then we'll come back.
Is that Sodom like you?
Well, no, that was what I wanted to point out. Rick, let's go back here.
Pride, excess food, prosperous.
See, look, we read the text.
Yep.
But he doesn't read the whole text.
No, he doesn't.
He rips out the part.
It didn't work with his poem.
It didn't rhyme. What rhymes with sodomy? I can't think of a word, so let's just leave that out.
Lobotomy.
What's wrong with me?
That's you? Does that sound like me?
Just a few more minutes. Let's do
it. Did Sodom commit as it broke bad? They did not aid the poor and the needy. You see, they were all too rich, comfortable, and greedy.
See, I'm sorry, but that's... First of all, not everybody in Sodom was rich.
Yep.
There's nothing... The Bible never says they were all comfortable. And the greedy part, I mean, it's in Ezekiel it refers to that. But again, that's not the sin of Sodom.
So, that's not even in the book of Genesis. That those three aren't even mentioned.
Yes. At the very story. Now, as you're... Are you kind of catching on here? Because I've had people say, I wish I could do that. I wish I could discern. I wish I could see. That's how you do it. What we're doing right here, you can do it alone. You can sit with your spouse or your friend or your kids or whatever, and you can just put something on TV. People criticize me for taking Mariah to see certain movies that, you know, they said, wow, that has bad stuff in it. I said, yes, and we're going to talk about it. I watched... the Lord of the Rings, for example. And I said, number one, is the Lord of the Rings actually has scenes in it that are more true to what it's going to be like in the Great Tribulation than any movie the Christians have ever put out or anybody else put out. I said, when you see these scenes, think of that in the context of the Great Tribulation. I said, the other thing is, watch this. The good guy is, according to the Bible, a bad guy.
That's right.
He's a white witch. There's no such thing as good or bad witchcraft.
That's right. Yeah.
And so forth and so on. We went through, and they'll tell you that, you know, watching movies at home with me sometimes is no fun because I'd do whatever we're doing tonight. I'd be like, pause now. What did you just say? I'm like, Dad, yeah.
I just
gotta
say this.
I just gotta say this. Of course, I do that. Jenny and I. That's why we get along so well, because we both sit there and we'll watch everything we watch. We do that, and it's like the news is on. Jenny be like, "Did you hear that?" And she,
oh, it's our wedding video.
Actually, we did that then too. Our actual wedding, we needed discernment. I'm just going to leave it at that. But. Let me tell you, you find this hilarious. He stacked a stack of Bibles and said, ask me to put my hand on it and swear. They were a New American Standard, so I wouldn't do it. I'm like,
Jesus says swear not at all.
Yes. Pull that one out and slap it down. So I'm going to stop it there, but you get the idea. Folks, this is what we're supposed to do. This is just always, always testing everything by the Word of God, and that includes even when it's religious, even when it's to be Christian. You listen to music. Sometimes you'll hear songs, and you're like, wait a minute, that's not what the Bible says. The we've told you about the Battle Hymn of the Republic that's in our hymn book. It's garbage. So let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time tonight. We have a good time, even though the subject matter can be aggravating, seeing what professing Christians are doing, misrepresenting you, using corrupt Bibles, perverting the text, ignoring context, all these things. And yet, we can enjoy our salvation.
Amen.
We can enjoy our fellowship. We can even enjoy looking forward to the future whenever Jesus Christ completes the plan of the ages and we are with him for eternity and all of this.